Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chof He Noat Shte Yisedois Akumois Al Shnei Kosle Hamavi Vak Mumis Mimusa Noita Letzech Hamavi Menosana Karelehim. So he put these beams on top of the walls, the two openings of the Mavi, angled up towards inside of the Mavi. So there's the picture over there.
Hard to imagine.
It's holding it. So, and then you put the beam, the kura, which is going across, so it was removed from the wall, both it was higher than the wall, and it was also shorter than the opening. So so you have two problems over here we have to grapple with, that this thing is too short and it's too high. But it's not, but the Shulchan Aruch points out, it's not facing out beyond the Mavi, because then you have a third problem, that it's not in the Mavi at all. No, it's in the Mavi, it's Teich HaMavi. Vein b'yaseidus tefach, the supports are not a tefach wide, which then they would be count as the kar themselves, shushir kara. Lios nechshavim kikar. We can't count the supports as a kara themselves because they're not wide enough. Okay. Seim einim gavoyim mikos lehamavi shloisha. If they're not three tefachim higher than the wall. Vein b'yaseidus shloisha, and they're also not more than three tefachim inclined in, whereas the car is less than three tefachim away from the wall. Sheirim. Shanroyim kilu heim al kosli hamavi. We look at them as if they went down, and then we look at them as if they extended, because lesson three is love with kilu akar and lagasim hamavi, and therefore it works. Mim yesh begavon aminthias and shloishev. There's three full tefachim as opposed to less than three, so then obviously it's going to be possible. So we pictured, okay, what's happening over here, the picture of the case? Yeah? Not so. Yeah. One picture makes it much, much easier to understand the whole thing. Yeah. Okay.
This mission didn't think it was necessary to have the picture.
What?
This one didn't think it was necessary to have the pictures.
I was saying it's not shack without the picture, it's shack without the picture, but it's much easier with the picture.
Well, thank you.
So okay. Three height, three in.
Three in. So either one of those is going
to
be a problem.
So the top of the korah to the wall is more than three tefachim. The diagonals are more than three tefachim, right?
Correct. As long as the bottom of the korah is within three tefachim of the wall.
The bottom of the korah. See what I mean? Yeah, but the korah at the end of the korah is more than three tefachim from. The diagonal is more than three tefachim.
The diagonal is more than three tefachim, but the korah itself, if you would look at it as if. You know, if I would come along with a shema furish and suspend this thing in the air, right? So now it's suspended in the air, and I move it down with my powers less than three tefachim, and now it's inside the mavi, and now it's within three tefachim of each end, so that's good.
Okay, it's a projection. Geometry, we call it a projection.
Fine, we'll call it a projection.
We call it the shema mafarish.
Okay. Yeah. We're very Kabbalistic. Pei gimel. Bishop Rosh Cotton Pei gimel. Akumos al shnei. These two supports were at an angle. Rashem bolters the malam igovak salam, and they extend above the height of the wall. So they go above the height, and they also go in an angle, then they're not the full width. And now the kara is sitting on these supports. There's two problems. Achas, it's not. It's higher than the wall. It's higher than the wall. Shenis, the second problem is the current kitzurim me'orach hashetach shebein shnei haksolim. It's short. It's not long enough to reach the wall. In the case of what's in the yisaidus tefach, the yisaidus themselves are not a tefach wide. The havi yisaidus roch of tefach, because of these supports will be a tefach wide. Layech b'slon. The fact that the kar is too short, well, no problem. The haloya yisaidus atzmon nechshavim kikara, because we'll count the yisaidus as part of the kara because they're wide enough if they be a tefach wide. So they weren't a tefach wide. So yisaidus become halachically insignificant. So the halacha is if they're within three, both in height and in width, it's ksherim. The Mamasha ain Gavoyim, how you say this, because they're Mabi Shlosha Tvachim. Once they're not three Tvachim high, we say our meaning what's called Chavoyt Rot Remei, or Rami, which means drop it down. Rano Kilo Hakara Nechbot, Menishbal Ezelotolim, as if it was knocked down. Vavsha Dain Kotzerhu, but high, it's too short. No. Kimin Shein Abin Hiyasin Shela, you said a Shlosha, the gap is not three Tvachim wide, from there to the wall. Vim ken akara in rochekim shloisha tvachim yaksolim. I mean, lobus, you say lobut. So we're going to combine what's called chavot rami and lobut and solve the problem. But if it's more than three, if it's three or more, it's possible. Psula pezain. The bashir shloisha lorin and chavot bekara veloy lobut. We don't say chavot, we don't say lobut. Now, take a look at the shard seen in nun ches. I just told you that to say the din of chavayt rami, which means that we sort of knock it down, it only goes down three tefachim. That's not true. The din of chavayt rami, which we had him set the sukkah, goes down many, can go down amos, not just three tefachim. So why are we here? Do I say that there's a limit of three tefachim high? Shani hocha debeinan kara al gabi mavi. So it says that over here there's a new problem, because remember, kara is based on the idea that's being a hecker. So if I create this thing which I'm able to get it up there 10 feet above the movi, it doesn't look like it's connected to the walls of the movi, so I don't, it doesn't create that hecker that, oh, we're roofing the movi. We're putting some suspension bridge above the movi. That's not a roof, you know. So we don't get the hecker that we need to get. Therefore, Chazal said, even though on the deraisa level, halacha moshe sinai, chavayt rami is halacha moshe sinai, that it works. It's one of the halachas of how, you know, the world of love and good asik and good achis, all those things. One of those chavayt rami. So, but for this purpose, that wouldn't be sufficient.
So, where do we get the number three? Because it's lovud.
Basically, we're borrowing from lovud. Lovud is always considered like there's no gap. What's interesting over here is there's a fascinating, famous machlokes between the Kiveger and the Chazanish. Chazanish argues in the Kiveger about, can we combine two different halachas simultaneously to create a valid mechitza? The question there was, you can't combine halachas, you can't combine lavud and dafen akuma. That's what Farish did. So you don't say lavud, you can't say dafen akuma and then have a gap which is lavud to the thing. So, is that a halacha specifically by Defen Akuma, which is a very, very specific halacha of Defen Akuma, only by, that would only exist by Sukkah, or does it apply to all of the halachas? Kiveger said it applies to any one of the halachas. You can't combine, a lavud and right. You can't say Chavot Rami and then and then lavud.
Okay.
Chazanish holds that you could.
So how does it work according to him?
So the Chazanish says over here, like the Chazanish says, the only reason why we're not saying Chavot Rami, really we're saying Chavot Rami and Lovud over here. But we're not saying more because there's a requirement of Hecker, it's a side issue. But we're not for that. The halachas, I would have my Kara three Amas up, you know, say Chavot Rami and then say Lovud, and that'd be fine.
It's a little different here because my recollection of that is that you can't use two together to get you more Heter. In other words, you're trying to use two of these concepts to make things easier. But here, what you're doing is, when you're doing the lava thing, you're limiting the chavod rami. You're not making it strong. You're making it weaker, in essence.
No, okay, not that not that lava. The lava of extending it width-wise. The problem is, the thing was also too short. You have to say lava to make it long enough. The chavod rami to bring it down enough.
Okay, but you're saying...
Not the lava of the chavod rami with the lava of the three tochim.
So what then? Oh.
You have to extend it.
Oh, okay. So you're using both on the same kara.
Right. So even Rikirik says you don't do it. He says the only time it doesn't work is in a case where that A needs B. In other words, you only say chavayt rami on someone which has a lochic status of a mechitza. But only lochic status of a mechitza if it reaches the walls. So where do you start? Do I say it's lavud and it reaches the walls? But not lavud because it's too high. Okay, say chavot rami. You don't say chavot rami when it's a mechitza. It's only mechitza if you expand it. So you can't expand it. You can't say love it to the walls, because mm-hmm. it's not love it to walls yet. There's no walls there to be love it to.
Right.
So right. I can't discuss love it until they say Chavert Rami.
Right.
But now the Chavert Rami needs love in its first place to bring it down. Because Chavert Rami is on something which has a bit of a mechitza, and that's not on a I can't put a beam in the middle of the you know, over there above the park and say Chavert Rami on it. I mean, it has to be to something.
Mm-hmm.
So A will not work without B. B will not work without A. So the Kibbeger says it doesn't work because neither one exists yet. That's the Kibbeger's problem. So the Chazanish says no. Even so, it'll still work. Okay, Simcha Vav is very long, and it's not a hard sif. And if I was writing the Shulchan Aruch, which I wasn't, Baruch Hashem, you'd really be stuck in trouble if I was. I don't know why we wouldn't divide this into more than one sif. I mean, we had plenty of little. It's a lot of different halachas. I mean, many halachas, which you clearly could have divided up in the middle into other things. Why it's not so, I don't know. But okay, so we're going to
put it all together.
They put it all together. It's a long sif. There's a lot of information over here. You can even stop in the middle. It's clearly valid. You know, clear stopping points in the middle. Lechi or kara works by mavi only if you meet certain criteria. Number one, dafke kasheno nabuch pachas miasara tvachim meruvachim. Number one, the mavi has to be at least 10 tvachim tall. If it's less than 10 tvachim, and we're going to define tvachim as we discussed before, that tvachim can be measured both either as mitsumsum, which is very, very, very tight fist, or meruvach, which the fist is a little bit looser. So we're going to measure the measurement of the 10 tefachim in the share of meruvachim, which that's a chumrah. We're saying it's only valid if it has 10 tefachim meruvachim. And the difference between the meruvach and a mitzumzum is not a gigantic amount. It's a chatzi etzva per amma. So not a tremendous amount, but we're going to. So 10 tefachim is almost 2 amas. It's almost an etzva's worth of difference. So if it's not high enough, I can't be matir with a lechi or with a karu. It's not high enough. Lohei roch b'yosim yasar amas mitzumsamas. It can't be wider than 10 amas. And there we say mitzumsam, which means the smaller size. Right. So it's chatzi etzva per amma times 10 amas is 5 etzbos. She orta arba amas meruvachus or yes, has to be at least 4 amas long. The mavi has to be deep, or we'll call it deep. You know, going back from where you're putting your head there, there has to be at least 4 amas behind it, and those have to be meruvachus. If one of these items is missing, they only have to be tzuras haPesach. Mishabur is going to point out that that's not 100% correct. But again, the three issues over here are, it has to have a certain, I'm saying that in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, the mavi, to be considered a mavi, has to have a certain depth to it. It has to go back at least 4 amas. Okay? The opening can't be more than 10 amas wide, otherwise, Chazal in general were not matter that, they need a tzuras haPesach. And the mavi has to have a certain height to it. If it's not high enough, Chazal didn't look at that as a mavi. Okay. That's the first set of halachas. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah. Peches. Kishenu namuch. Ratzalorma shima karka shabamovi enu namuch mi bifnim neged aksolim shira asar tefachim. If the floor of the mavi is not 10 tefachim or more lower than the top of the walls, nechshav kilo en lamavi mechitzis. Then mechitzis b'chusim yasar. So there's no walls. There's no walls. You're not about to do anything with no walls. Now, the Bishar Tzion points out, even in a case where the area outside of the Mavui was lower, and the walls, compared to what's outside of the Mavui, were more than 10 tefachim high. You look over there in the picture, in number 71 over there. Right. So even if the outside walls are more than 10 tefachim high, if the inside walls are less than 10 tefachim from the floor of the mavi to the top of the walls, it's not a valid. You don't have walls as far as the mavi is considered inside, and that's not good. Okay, meruvachim. Uvasefa mitzumtzum. So the next case we discussed with 10 amas mitzumtzum. Exactly. Dazina l'chumra b'chol mokam. And you said we both guys were machmen, even though the chur didn't with the drabbanan. And normally you say suffer drabbanan l'kula. Why should we go l'chumra? Why don't we go l'kula and measuring our tefachim? It's a question which Nachredim asked, why is that so? But that's the law, we go with the Chum. Rishim Ravachim Yerso Mitzum is Hu Chatzi Etzva La'ama. It's one half of a finger's width per Amma. Not a tremendous amount. Yerso Mi'eser, if the opening is more than 10, Dimu Yerso Mi'eser, and a law of Shem Pesach, well, Mahani Lezeh Lechi Bekar. Lechi Bekar or Matar or Pesach, more than 10 is not a Pesach, you need Tzeres of Pesach, the Matar. Okay, mitzum somos. There we measure it with mitzum somos. What's the learner? Shemadin lechol ama es hashisha tvachim mitzum somos. In each ama, we measure with six of the smaller tvachim. If you get 10 of them, as such, you got a problem. You can't use a lechi or a karam. Okay, we say when you're arachamovi, being an arba amas meruvachis. There we say the chumra. It has to be at least for amas. There the chumra is meruvachis. Namihachi hu dvarin tvachim. So it's four amas plus a chatzi etzva per amas. That's four times a half is two etzvos. Okay, it has to be orchay arba amas. Why or why? So the height of the 10 tefachim we understand. Otherwise, it's, you know, walls. Okay, that we understand. Opening more than 10 amas wide, it's not a doorway. Okay, why is four amas deep? Or kabra amas, the b'chachos mishir zeh lo yichashuba kemovi ela kechotzer. We're going to consider it not a movi, but rather just it's an area gathering. It's a small area which acts like a front chotzer to a house. So it's a chotzer. It doesn't have there's no din of lechi or karabai chotzer. There's a din of pas arba amas. Four tefachim pas, or two passing. Each one a mashu on the two sides. If there's no one lechi or just the car, it doesn't work by a chutz. The only hates is Sursa Pesach. Now, the mechaber saying a chiddush over here. The movi is too short, mm-hmm. And we're going to be matter it with a Sursa Pesach. I mean, Sursa Pesach works even though it's not 10 tefachim high. Right? Hanna filo hoyo nomach pachas me a Sursa Pesach. I'm gam kenot mehani Sursa Pesach. So it depends on works for all of these three things. They argue on this, and they say, the imhoya chalal hamavi nomik pachas meisar tvachim lamahani tzuras apesel. Tzuras apesel does require a height of 10 tvachim. The vila machitzu lamahani kol she'en agavoya asora. The kol she'en tzuras apesel ba'alma, which is not even a bona fide machitzu. Okay? Okay, however, im chalal ha-movi hoya gavoya asar tvachim. The whole length of the movi, the height was 10 tvachim high. The only problem was they put like a doorstep, they put like a step up out of the movi into the Rishus HaRavim, and that was at the end. And that made the height of the walls there less than 10 tvachim. So but the whole movi inside is 10 tvachim high. It was less than 10 tefachim high. There, the Tzuras HaPesach will work because it's a Tzuras HaPesach on a mavui in an area which is 10 tefachim high. But Hushia also kedin tanosh hoyu hakonim gavoyim asar tefachim. But the Tzuras HaPesach itself needs its verticals should be 10 tefachim high. So you're not redoing the mavi. The mavi remains less than 10 tefachim high, but the tzuras HaPesach, which you're putting right in front, has verticals which are 10 tefachim high. Okay, that's a grow. That oedim lo hoya orker arba amis. So that's kind of posting the dinner kachotzer. We deal with it as a chotzer. While it's a chotzer, you came nitzer gam came by pass arba mitzadech. You could put a board which is 4 tefachim wide on one side. That's how your matter at chotzer. Or shtei pasim shel mashu hu yimni shtei atzodim. Or two mashu hu pasim on the two sides. So you don't need tzuras pesach. Because of some mechaber ba'atzim come on and sit flamme bays, that if it's too short, it's called a chotzer. So Makarbe the cause of Elul Tzurus Pesach Lav Davka No, because it comes up on the Shulchan Aruch says over here the only solution is Tzurus Pesach for any of these three problems. That's not 100% correct, because for the problem of the depth being less than 4 amis, there is other solutions besides Tzurus Pesach. So if it's too shallow, it's not 10 tefachim high, you need Tzurus Pesach. If it's more than 10 amas wide, you need Tzurus Pesach. If it's less than 4 amas deep, you don't need Tzurus Pesach. You can use the eights of pass, one pass of 4 tefachim, or two pass of mamashim on the two sides. Okay. That's the first set of din. Back on the Shulchan Aruch, in if the height is to the top of the Mavi is more than 20 amas, again we're machmer with the shorter amma, because that'll get you less height than already having a problem in some samas. That's already going to start adding up, because if it's 10 etzbos, 10 etzbos, there's 4 etzbos in a tefach, that's 2.5 tefachim. You know, that's a nice amount of difference already. Say it into Bakari, you can't use a kara in that situation, it's too high. You could use a lechi to be matarit. A side lechi works. I don't care how tall your movi is, the side lechi works. If you want to use a kara to be matarit, so Shiyasa bought seer vikir, you have to make pictures on it, which causes people's attention to it, and that'll make it as if it's lower, it's visible, it's a valid hacker. So it's either you make a picture on the wall leading up to it, so people will follow the picture up the wall to the thing, or you make a picture on the thing itself. People will notice it. Okay? So that is the next set of issues. You could have made a separate sif, right? Now, the first issue was, now the issue was the height of 20. Okay? We can solve the problem of 20 with a lechi or with a pictured, a car which has pictures on it. Mr. Berzin, let's stop here. Sadi Dalad, the Gaiba Chalolo, Avalin Gaiba Chalolo Shalmovi Adakara Eina Ela Esim Mitzum Samas. It's exact, if the it's not more than 20, it's exactly 20, means the Movi is exactly 20, and then you put the car exactly above that. Abi Shakara Hin Lamalami Esrim is Ksher. So, it's only when the gap between the ground to the Movi is more than 20 amas. And it's a Bekar, the Bekar B'Shem Heker, when the Malami Esim ain't Heker, once it's above 20, you don't notice it. Well, Shalta Be'ena, Avalechi, Shu Somak, Lekarka, Besagi, Begoy, Basar Tvachim, the Lechi is on the side. Ken Ma'amazik, Mashu, Gavoya, Harbe. I mean, the truth is, Lechi works out Tzmachitza, not as Heker. So, you don't really, so like, it doesn't care about height. Height is not an issue by it. Okay, we'll stop here.
The concept of kara, I understand. And I understand lechi is metamechitza.